It is time now for the word of the day from Wayne Pond. Word up, Wayne. And what you got?
Hey, big guy. Good morning. Happy Thursday, Nikki. How you doing, kid? How's those little doggies?
Oh, they're doing good. Thanks for asking.
All geared up for football season.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen a picture lately, so I figured I'd better ask. So.
I'll have to remedy that.
All of which has nothing to do with the word of the day, as usual. Take a deep breath. Here is another number word. We did, I can't even remember how to pronounce or what it was, but it was all about number 9 or number 10, something like that.
Number 9.
Here is a word that goes to the figure 1010. Decimate. Decimate. There is your word of the day. D as in dog. D-E-C-I-M-A-T-E. This is a word that means to destroy a large part of something, a person, a thing, an object, an idea. It goes back to a kind of barbaric Roman soldier practice that we don't have time to go into. But take my word for it. When you are decimated or when you decimate something, it ain't good. It ain't good.
Now, Georgia Tech has to play Clemson tonight on Clemson's home turf.
Oh.
And they're hoping that they don't get decimated. Clemson's awfully good.
Yeah. You might say the same thing's going to happen with Duke taking on, who is it?
Alabama.
From Tuscaloosa? Oh, boy. Well, that's going to be a decimation, I am predicting. But who knows? They might come off victorious.
Yeah. You never know. That's why they play the game.
All right, Rob, thank you for those insights. D-E-C-I-M-A-T-E, decimate, your word of the day, to destroy a large part of something. So go forth and try not to decimate. All right, guys?
All right, buddy.
Sounds like a plan.
Thank you very much.
Take care.